Hello.
Yes, hello. Patricia?
May I say who's calling?
Yes, this is Cross. I'm calling from...
Just a moment.
Huh?
Back to computer. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your computer. I understand you left your computer machine here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what did you do to it this time? Why did you mess it up again?
I haven't messed it up again.
You have again, because you obviously really mess up this computer. You don't know how to use it?
Yes, I know how to use it.
Do you know how to turn it on and do
things? Yes, I know how to turn it on.
All right, so why is it not working? Because this isn't clear to me here. It doesn't even start at all right now.
Because I lost Internet Explorer.
You lost the Blue E?
Yes.
Okay, well... Why did you get the iPhone instead?
Why did I what?
Well, you should have gotten an iPhone machine instead of this computer because you don't know how to use a computer.
I know how to use a computer, mister.
Well, the confusion is because we had you down as Patricia. Someone thought your name was Pat. I don't know. Do you go by Pat?
Yes, I do.
Well, they were thinking that you were a man because of Pat.
Well, I'm not.
I know. You're now. Obviously, now we know that you're not a man. You're a woman, and that's the problem. That's why you shouldn't have a computer.
What's it going to cost to fix it?
Well, since you're not cooperating with me and I'm having to work overtime overnight, it's like 12:30 in the morning now, it's going to cost you an extra $200 because it's overtime hours now.
Well, just forget it then.
Well, I already started fixing it. It's too late now. So.
Well, I'm not paying $200 overtime to fix it.
Well, how much did you want to pay?
They gave me a price yesterday.
Right.
To fix it, get it up and working,
mm-hmm.
And it was about $200.
Okay, so you don't want to pay the extra $200 for me to fix it for you tonight?
Not tonight, no.
All right, well then, I'm going to have to send it to Russia. There's a computer company in Russia called Adventuring Computers.
Don't send it anywhere.
Well, I already got the label printed out.
I don't care. Don't send it anywhere.
Well, you'll have to pay for the shipping because I already paid for the shipping. It's... $200.
I'm not paying for the shipping. Cancel it.
Do you want me to put in a PSUL 775 or 755 in here?
I'll be by tomorrow and pick up the computer.
How long do you need Internet Explorer for? I can give it to you for 30 days then, and that's it.
All right.
For $200, you can only use a computer for 30 days, and you have to bring it in, and you're going to get a Macintosh Apple computer instead.
Don't download it, Dan. Just leave it.
It's already downloaded. It's on here on the computer.
I'm not paying $200 for it.
Do you want me to take it off?
Take it off.
Well, for me to take it, I have to hit the computer with a hammer to break it.
Good.
All right. And I dropped the computer in accident, and the screen, like the part where the screen connects, I think I broke it. So that's like another $50 to fix it.
I'm not paying another $50 to fix it when it was your fault.
Well, it was an accident.
I don't care if it was.
I'm not liable for accidents because you don't know how to use a computer and you had to leave it here.
Look, I'll be by there tomorrow to pick up the damn computer.
We're closed.
Do not do anything to it.
We're going to close tomorrow.
What time?
We're closed all day tomorrow for 4th of July.
Then I'll pick it up on Monday.
Well, we're closed too. I just said it was 4th of July. You don't understand? Are you stupid?
Yeah, the 4th of July is Wednesday. I know exactly what I'm saying.
So we're closed until Friday.
I'll pick up the damn computer as soon as I can.
All right. Well, if you want the computer back, you need to give the $200 for the repair plus $200 overtime plus $50
to
fix.
No, I'm not giving you an extra $200 for overtime.
No, and also plus $50 because I dropped it.
That's your problem, not mine.
Now, here's the good thing. Internet Explorer is free.
Good.
Internet Explorer is free, but I have to charge you the money to put it on there. Because I'm a computer person. I'm smart, and I know how to fix computers.
Well, good for you. I know how to pick them up.
Yeah, you know how to pick them up and drop them.
You did that. I didn't.
I'm putting down here that you dropped the computer, and that's why it's not working.
I did not drop the computer.
Well, I put it in the paper in the computer. It says that customer dropped the computer and broke it, and she's stupid, and she doesn't know what to do.
Look, fella, I've had it with you. I'll pick up the computer as soon as I can.
Okay.
And I'm not paying you anything extra.
Did you put pornography on here? What's this pornography?
There is no pornography on it.
There's a black man with his penis outside. His penis is sticking out of his pants, and he's touching his penis.
I've had it. That's enough.
His penis.
There is no pornography on it.
There's a penis on here.
I don't care if there is. Leave it alone.
Penis. How many penises are on this computer? Tell me.
Son of a bitch.
What are you talking about? There's a penis on here. What's this pornography doing on there? He dropped it.
There's a penis on there.
What did he say?
What's a penis going on there?
There's a penis on there. You're
supposed to keep that in your pants.
There's three penises.
Where the hell are these motors coming from, Kentucky?
Hello?
Yeah, there's like five penises on the computer. Pictures of penises.
Well, why the hell are you so vain taking pictures of yourself?
No, they're not my pictures. Don't be rude and nasty and say bad words like that.
Hey, you don't be rude and nasty and accusing the 65-9-year-old woman of looking at the computers.
Looking
and at with penises on them. We don't give a shit what they look like.
Do you know what a penis looks like? Is that why you were curious?
Son.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Where did you grow up? Out of a cave somewhere? Your parents didn't tell you anything?
I grew up in Kentucky.
That probably explains it.
Yeah, it's the greatest state in the Union.
Yeah, boys carrying around their peckers out of their pockets all the time.
The penises, yeah.
Man, you are so far out in left field.
Mm-hmm.
The computer will be picked up as soon as possible.
You will pay for the computer to be... I already fixed the computer. I took the penises off, and I replaced them with vaginas.
You know...
Yes.
I will talk with your supervisor, sir.
Oh, whatever. I am the supervisor.
Well, you have a boss, and we will find him.
Nope. I won't tell you who he is.
Don't worry. We'll find him.
Son of a bitch.
Go ahead, cuss on me.
God damn it. I don't need to be here at work looking at penises. So that's
old wrinkled penises, it's that. 65-year-old penises.
You hear that milkman in Kentucky? They walk around with their peckers out. Is that what she said?
Yeah, their peckers. That's country girl.